Welcome to the podcast. It's Mr. Ish. We're here at Kip Spade Boys and Girls Club, Coupe Clubhouse, Teen Night. And what a shock do I have. I have two young ladies here. I guess they don't play basketball, so because they're here and they want to talk to me. And I got an annoying guy behind me, but don't worry about him right now. It's a girl podcast. I'll disguise my voice if I have to. Let's introduce ourselves. Give me your name and your age.
My name is Lizbeth. I'm 15 years old.
What is it?
Lizbeth.
Lizbeth. Okay. 15 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
My name is Hilda, and I'm 13.
Welcome, Hilda. Welcome, Lizbeth. You guys looked for me. So have you ever done a podcast before? You talked on microphone? You interview people? Anything like that?
I've interviewed, but not like for anything important. Just
to ask questions?
Yeah.
Like, you know, interview your boyfriend type of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that? What's your name? What you do? Where you at? Where you go?
Yeah.
Who you talk to? Who you don't? Who I know that you know? All that stuff? Mm-hmm. All right. I got two little girls, so don't worry about it. I'm training right now. So what's going on? What's going on in your life? What's 13 and a 15-year-old? What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth.
Oh, so you graduate. And you in high school. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was a big year for you. What school you go to? You don't have to shut them out. You don't have to shut them out if you don't want to. But you could if you want. But you don't have to.
Okay.
All right. So how was the transition from I guess middle school to high school?
It was big hard because like I had to meet new people and like new teachers, harder work, and like it just got really stressful. A lot of tests. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not gonna get easier from this point. Mm-mm. I think a lot of people think that, oh, you know, middle school, they take it kind of easy. I know everybody and I'm popular. Then when you get to high school, you know nobody. Mm-hmm. And then you're in a different building and then you're the baby because everybody else is older than you and they don't care about freshmen.
Yeah.
They treat freshmen bad. We used to treat them real bad, but now you guys, you know, there's a whole bunch of new laws that we can't do. Mm-hmm. Before, we used to do a whole bunch of stuff to the freshmen. What about you? Are you ready to go to high school?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah, like, I feel like it's going to be hard because I'm not like a social person.
Oh, you're not a social person?
Yeah, I like to keep some stuff to myself.
I don't think any of the new kids, when I say new kids, I mean kids your age, are social. Maybe this guy over here is social. But, you know, your guys are social on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, that's whack social. Like, you could put me in a building with 100 people, no phone. I don't even have to be introduced to them. And I'm making 20 friends. Quick. Because, you know, I'm just one of those people. I'm talkative. I'm not going to sit on the side, look at my phone, and be shy and look at people. Even though when I grew up, I was very shy. When I was about your age, I was very shy. I don't know how I got out of my shell, but I did. Are you shy?
I'm not really a shy person. I just have anxiety, and I'd be, like, thinking or overthinking what to say to a person when I meet them.
I think my daughter might have anxiety. I think it's, I ain't gonna lie to you, I think it's a lot of bull. But it's just a little bit of mental, like you just like, they want to label people so quickly. Yeah. Before, if you had an issue, you're like, come on, man, get over it. But now it's like they have a mental label and you have anxiety, you have depression. Some of it is very real, but some of it is like, come on, you have anxiety? Just go talk to someone. Get out of here with that. Put your iPad down and go talk to someone. So that's the way I look at it. But I'm a parent and I'm old school too, so. But I believe that anxiety and all that, it is valid, but not in my household. I think my daughter just needs to put an iPad down and just. But she's a social person. She's very social. She's probably one of the most popular kids in her school. But still, she lives everything through her iPad. How do you feel about your iPad? Could you live without your phone or your iPad for a day?
I don't think so.
That's a problem. That's a real problem. You should go camping. Camping changes your life because there's no
service.
You know, there's no service, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no television, there's no nothing. You go out there and play on a hammock, you know, build a fire, go fishing, go for a hike. It relieves you of all this, oh, I need to see if someone liked my last post. Even though I went with my nieces one time, and what's that thing? It was like a string that if you didn't check it, it kind of like, it kind of messed up your streak. Yeah, your streak, yeah.
a Snapchat.
Yeah, it was Snapchat. Okay, so yeah. my niece, she was out there. And she was like, "Are you going to the store?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I gotta go buy some stuff." She was like, "I'll go with you." And I was like, "Why? Why she's always gonna go with me?" But it's because she didn't want to mess up her street. So when I was going shopping, like to, you know, Walmart or whatever, she would be like, "Do do do do," and then, you know, get her street back, and then, you know, she wouldn't bother me for the rest of the day. And then the next day, she'd be like, "So you going over there? Are you gonna get some fruits? I'll go with you." And it was the same thing. It was just to get her streak on. I think that's lame. I think that, you know, about how many friends you have on Facebook or whatever you social media
Instagram,
you have.
Instagram ID?
Yeah, I don't know. How many?
Like, you're saying followers or like friends, like mutuals?
All right, give me both numbers. Give me like.
I have like 968 followers.
Okay, that's followers.
Yeah, and not a lot of them I don't know. Just random people that follow me back.
Okay, how about how many friends do you have on it?
I have like 200 mutuals that I really talk to that I know.
Okay. Okay, so out of 900, what's your numbers? What are your numbers looking like?
I think it's close to 800. I
don't 800 know. Followers? Yeah. And how many people you think that those are your real people?
I'd say I talk to like pretty most of them. Like, they be in my DMs and stuff, but like, I say 20 to 50.
20 to 50?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a decent number. I have 89 friends in Facebook. And I have 89 friends in Facebook. Like, that's it. I don't add another one. I have people that have been, "Yo, I sent you a request like 2 years ago." I'm like, 89 is my number. I like 89 for some reason. I don't want another friend. And I don't do, like, I'm a little older. So I don't do, like, if my friend's girlfriend, you know, sends a request. No, yeah. No, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I only do my friends. And if you're dating her, that's your problem until you get married. Mm-hmm. I don't even do really the wives either. I don't want them following me to see where their friend, to see where their husband is at. Mm-hmm. I don't need none of that. Mm-hmm. I very rarely post anything anyhow. And if I do, it's like, you know, my daughter's graduation or they did something good. I'm playing with my dog or something like that. I don't post anything. I don't post when I'm on vacation. I don't post nothing. It has to be something, you know, something grand. I don't live that life. I could pick up a phone and talk to somebody. I don't have to, you know, have a like. But in podcasting, I have 19,000 followers. Mm. So if you want to bring your followers with my followers, we can make something happen. Mm. So I have 19,000 followers, but I have 98 countries. So I have a lot of countries. So people are listening.
19,000?
19,000.
Oh, wow.
And then I have 98 countries, so there's a lot of countries. That's my wife. All right, she's gonna have to hold on. So we have a lot of followers, and you know, these are people that I, you know through either podcasting or like when you share with your friends or your family, and then it just keeps building and building and building.
That's good.
So yeah, I started off with zero. I got 19,000, and with you, 19,001. Or maybe you're negative. Maybe you took one of my followers away from me. He don't even listen to his own podcast.
I listen to it like 7 times.
Well, that's another thing about the podcast, is that we get this far. We get a subject matter. We get something to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then no one listens to it. Because if you don't share it, you don't tell your friends to listen to it. It's pretty much dead. I mean, you'll get my regular people to listen to it. But once they listen to it, let's say tomorrow when I post them, the first 2 days or the first weekend. And then after that, if your friends didn't listen to it, that's it. It's just my regular 19,000. I don't add nobody to it. But it should be interesting. What else you want to talk about? Teenager life. You guys are, only one of you guys. Have you applied for SYP? Yeah? Summer job?
No, I'm really going to work in like a store.
And a bodega?
Technically, yeah.
Okay. As long as you're making money. You still have to apply, but I think you still need your blue card or your green card. I don't know what it is, but you get that from school. Yeah, you need that. You need that money.
She's smiling so hard.
What's so hard?
Stop.
She's smiling so hard.
Her teeth hurt right now. Well, if we had the cameras on, and then we could see you, but I think putting the cameras on will drive you guys crazy. Your anxiety will go to another level. Yeah. You come out of here with a rash or something. She'd be like, "I got the hives. I was doing a podcast. I was on there for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden I need medical treatment." So what else you want to talk about? I could talk about anything. Believe me, I talk about nails, hair. I do everything. Yeah, I'm a well-rounded person. I'm a well-rounded person.
Yeah, we could do a life as a girl.
Life as a girl. All right, you want me to change my voice? I'll change my voice for you. I'm going to change my voice.
This is me, Isabella. Hi. How you doing? How's everything, girls? Oh, my God. Yes, Mr. Rodriguez. He left. He left right now. I'm in charge of the podcast. How you doing? How's everything? Slay. Just slay? Okay, I'm just slay. Right. I got my lingo up. I just got my hair did. Yes. So a purple. I got purple, yeah. And I use I use Bubble. I think Bumble is my face thing, you know, my face.
Oh, yeah, Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble, oh, yeah. I use that. And, you know, it's a girl life, man. Yeah. I'm out here, Barbie style. Just like Barbie. You look like Ken? No, you don't. So what's going on in the girl life? Are boys attempting to talk to you?
I'm actually in a relationship. We've been together for like 3 months today.
3 months? All right. Wow. Here you go, girlfriend. Let me see. Stop. It's only 3 months. Relax yourself. Relax yourself. It's only 3 months. They basically just know their name and they got, you know, the Instagram, whatever they do. Insta something. it's not MySpace no more, right? Okay, it's not MySpace. So 3 months, all right. My daughter's about to graduate. Am I saying my daughter?
From high school?
I gotta change my voice. I gotta go back to my other person. Because it don't sound right when I say my daughter. My daughter.
Okay, now we're going, all right. My daughter is about to graduate from fifth grade. Yeah. And she got this little boy, right?
Oh.
And he's, I guess he's, you know, like, ready to, you know, ask her to go to prom.
Oh, that's cute.
His name is DJ. DJ, I'm watching you, bro. Oh. And I don't know how I feel about it yet. I give her a little space because she's only 11 years old, but I only, you know, give her a little space. Mm-hmm. She asked me the other day when she could get a phone, and I told her never. Okay. But she has a watch. Mm. She has a watch, you know, that you could speak to. It's not like a watch that T-Mobile makes, but it's only whatever numbers I put in the phone. So she can't add nobody and none of that stuff. And if she sends a picture, I get the picture. If she sends a video, I get the video. So it's really what parents need. So that watch is going to be handed down to my other daughter when she's ready. I was on the phone one time with T-Mobile for like 2.5 hours because I figured there has to be something that protects, you know, like teenagers like you guys in case you make a mistake, because you will. And let's say you make a mistake and you send a picture or you send a comment or something that we could retrieve it, and there is none. So on an iPhone, there is nothing. If you send a video on the iPhone, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's a done deal. That's on the internet. Whoever has it, share it. So this way, I'm a little more protective of what's going on. So yeah, I don't listen. I don't like watch her chats. Like, I'm not looking at it. But when she sends a picture, it comes to me, and I'm like, what she said? Oh, okay, a picture of her sneakers or a picture of, you know, outside the window. All right, cool. So, you know, I'm on that. So I feel a little safer now. And she really don't need a phone. She's always with us. Mm-hmm. So I think you need a phone when you're not with us. Who's over here? What was that? So when you, like right now, you guys are here alone and you may have to walk home. So you might need a way to communicate with your parents.
Yeah.
But that's also dangerous. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful with that. I have my car parked outside.
Tell them about the story about how you got robbed. Well,
you got robbed? Well, I'm going to tell you. I just saw someone get robbed. I hope it wasn't you that I saw get robbed.
No, it didn't happen.
So I had my car parked across the street, and there was a lady on the phone. So it was a little snowy, so I was walked around in my car. And then I see someone with a scooter, and they jump on the sidewalk. They grab her phone. But then she's screaming. She's like, yo. And I'm like, what happened? She was like, they took my phone. By the time I looked, he was already in the corner making the turn. You know, you have to be aware in the street because people will grab your stuff and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And I assume that that's what happened to you. Tell me your story.
Let me tell a story.
Okay, please. Talk on the microphone. Give me your story. Tell me the tea.
My mother sent me out with her because we were together. She sent me to go get something to send to my grandma because somebody was going to DR, right? So then when I'm walking, walking back from the place, we was walking down like an alley. Like there was nobody there. It was one man, pero like, yeah, he didn't do nothing. It was dark. And the guy was walking like in the pasola behind us. And then this one, because girl, she stopped to let him
pass. I have respect, unlike somebody.
I do not have respect. If you see me there, if you see me walking there, and there's a whole other sidewalk that you could walk on, you could go over there. I'm sorry.
Okay, but that's their house is there.
Okay, like, anyways. Basically, he was passing, and I turned around to tell her why she stopped. And then I had my phone in my hand, he snatched it, and he just kept going.
She's a little slow, because, like, why would you turn with your phone in your hand?
Yeah,
because
it was a fast, like, instant. I was just, like, turning.
Well, the thing is that, you see, that's one of the things. You guys are not aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Like, people could be, if you get out of the boys' club, someone could stand right across the street in that little park and just look at you and be like, oh, she took out her phone. Okay, she's walking. I'm going to walk right next to her. Yeah. You have to be aware of everything that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once I walk out of here, I know there's a guy that's over there. I know the guy's over here. There's two people in the playing basketball. There's a car that's lit. I mean, that has a driver in it. It's a blue car. And like, I'm calculating everything around me, because that's just the way I've grown up. So you have to be aware of all that stuff. But, you know, sometimes... you know, especially with this phone, you have it on your hand, you're carrying it. These phones are $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, I don't take my phone out. Mm-mm. Like, when I get in the car, I listen to music. And when I get over here, I use it for whatever reason I have to use it here for. But I'm not trying to get robbed or hurt either.
Yeah.
I have a son, and they try to do that to him too. I used to tell him, only take out your phone to call me. And I'm going to have to pause this, because this lady is going to keep calling me. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. So, yeah, so he was coming out of school, and I always told him to call me when he gets out of school, but to put his phone away. Mm-hmm. And he did that, and he's traveling with a couple of his friends, and then a guy passes by them. He says, do you guys have the time? And guess what happened? One of you people took out the phone to say it's 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he asked what time it is.
Yeah, and this is, you guys don't wear watches, and if you had an iPhone watch, that means that you have an iPhone. So either which way, he was trying to figure out what you had, and the person was like, it's 3 o'clock. And then he was like, let me get that. And then you know, I guess because it was 3 or 4 of them, you know, he was trying to force, like, you know, like verbally, like, yo, let me get that, I'm going to hurt you, whatever, whatever. But because it was 4 of them, you know, I guess it was a boy, a girl, or somebody else, and they just refused to give it to him. They were like, no, I'm not giving you nothing. And they kept walking to the bus stop and stuff. But you have to be aware, you know, of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's scary. I mean, we live in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I was young, they tried to rob me in the supermarket. And that was for a watch, for a Timex or something. And that was scary. So, yeah, you gotta have eyes behind your head over here. Mm-hmm. Put your phones down. You could cross the street without having your phone in your hand. It's not gonna save your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my apparently conversation for you. What else is going on in your life besides your little 3-month romance? You want to shout out your boo-boo?
Oh,
by the time this comes on, they've probably broken up already, so I don't know. You never know what could happen in 24 hours.
Oh, no.
You could be like, oh, they told me that you were talking to this girl in the lunchroom, and did that, and she hit you on the DM and all that.
Oh, no.
I couldn't date in this atmosphere. I actually had to get, like, a person's telephone number and call them. You know, and you had to wait, like, by the phone to receive the phone call. Because if there was a sister and a couple of siblings, and, you know, 7 o'clock, yo, you don't use the phone. He's going to call me. They don't do that no more. Come on, you're texting people. You got your computers. It's too much, man. Too much technology now.
Mm-hmm.
You sleepy? Am I boring you? Maybe you should listen to your podcast. Your podcast is awful. Anything else you want to talk about? No? That's it?
You got anything? Okay, hold on.
Uh-oh. She had no story.
I basically want to give somebody, like, not a message, but, you know, to some friends. So, for example, something's going on with this one over here. Her and her little...
Get anyways.
So, basically, she has this guy that... No, basically, I'm sending a message to the guy, because why he keep playing with her? Basically, so how he finna like her, and he finna like her friends?
Oh. That happens a lot. That happens a lot. You know what? I think boys, especially when there's a group of girls, they figure out, they like, okay, I like her, but I also like her. And it's kind of because they don't want to be let down. So they kind of say that. They kind of say that to see if they have an option or to see if you like him more than the other one likes him, to put you guys against each other.
He just needs to make up his mind. It's guy cold, man.
It's guy cold for years.
He's just like not my type.
So that's good. Tell him. He only can be your amigo.
But like, he need to stop being like that, because that's not how you're going to get yourself like a girl, you know? That's not how things are. Maybe you could turn people against them, but that's it. Like, you're not going to get to, well, you might get to if the other one doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Sometimes players want to play, ballers want to ball, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, somebody play my daughter's going to be on and popping.
Oh, no.
Yes. You're going to get them.
Oh, no, I don't have to worry about that. Her little sister? Her little sister's mean. She don't play around.
Period.
Her little sister will pop you in the mouth. Play around with Shout out to my little daughter, Isabella. She'll fight for her sister. She'll fight for her sister. She's only 6 years old. She punched her sister one time in the mouth and she took her tooth out. She don't play around. I'll show you a picture of her later. I can't say she hood, but she's a little white girl. But she don't take nothing, and she's very protective. That's my little one. Liana, she's kind hearted. Liana's just she's gonna get her heart broken. I know she is, cause she's so sensitive. But daddy'll be there. Daddy'll tell her the birds and bees. He'll be there to recover, and I'll be there to watch him play basketball. Whoever's threatening her.
Yeah,
I'll find somebody his age. Don't worry about it. I know people. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going old school with it. You break her heart, and somebody's gonna break you. Oh. That's just the way it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So, I think that when she ever brings a boy to the house, that guy's not gonna want to come back to the house. You know, I'm pretty strict, but at the same time, it's easier for a parent, for especially a dad, to be strict and then give a little bit. It's hard to be, okay, you can do whatever you want, and then try to be strict.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So if I'm strict now, like, I don't let my daughters go to sleep at 8 o'clock. 8:01, I don't care what you're talking about. You're late. 8:05, I'm taking your iPad away from you for like a week. So it's 8 o'clock. That's it. I don't care about nothing else that's going on in the world. So, you know, as long as they follow the rules, they get whatever they want. Mm. So pretty much they do. The older one is, you know, she's flexing now. She's trying to play me a little bit, but that's okay. I know who she is. Mm. I don't play around with her. I even got cameras in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you go to my third...
In the car?
You know, you go to my third row, you know how I have a van. So my second row, I could see them. But in the third row, you know, I call that the row, like if you're dating somebody. Yeah, I'll go sit with my boyfriend in the back. No, you're not, because there'll be a camera on you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I put the camera on the big screen, and I'm watching you. What are you doing? What's going on over there? No. So I ain't playing around with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be straight. She actually asked me a few months ago, when could I get keys?
Oh.
I said, there'll be none of that. There'll be a camera, and I'll let you in, and I'll see who follows you, and then there'll be a camera in the house in case you try to open that door again. Yeah. That's the way I'm doing it. Fingerprint, right? Yeah. I'm not playing with them. And I got a dog. My dog barks for everybody. My dog don't like nobody. He only likes the people that live in the house.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that he doesn't like you, but he'll just keep barking. He'd be like, who's this stranger in my house? So I hope it never gets to that. I hope my girls just stay at the age. It's going to be hard for me to deal with teenagers. My son was an angel.
Oh?
Yeah, my son was an angel. But these two girls, they're going to kill me. I look at you two, and I can see my girls there. That's why I don't directly look at you, because I know that it's going to be a hard time. My son is, you're not an angel. My son was an angel. Shout out to my boy Isaiah. I haven't seen him in a minute. Girls, we got a whole solid 25 minutes. My wife wants me to go home. I got things to do. Come up with some good topics, and we'll do like a little girl show, and then I'll bring Isabella back in. Let me see if Isabella's around. Let me call her. Isabella, are you here?
Hey, what's up, Daddy? How you doing? Yes. Isabella, how you doing? All right, girlfriends. Let's end this podcast. My dad has to, he has to go home. And let's give some shout outs to whoever you want to shout out, and then we're out of here. You want to shout out your boo boo? Come on, you can do it. Shout out his name. You don't have like a little saying for him? You don't call him Cuddly Bear or nothing like that? Then we're out of here. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. We're out of here.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check.
These girls don't want to give nobody a shout out.
Are you serious right now, bro?